Green Bay Republican State Senators Eric Wimberger and Rob Coles are seeking sponsors for the bill. It's similar to Democratic Governor Tony Evers' proposal to address PFAS in that it would provide grants to help communities with testing and response. But it would also limit the DNR's ability to require communities to address PFAS unless levels went beyond any federal or state standards. And the DNR couldn't force owners of abandoned industrial sites to test for the chemicals without a reason. The city of Marinette has been struggling with PFAS pollution. City Council member Doug Oitzinger says he's optimistic and suspicious of the bill.
They're tying the hands of the DNR a little bit too much.
The state's budget writing committee will likely discuss funding for PFAS Thursday when it takes up the agency's budget. Daniel Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.